Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer.
Welcome to our call this morning on September the 2nd, 2022. This is Brother Bryant Tansel, member of the Central Avenue Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, also director of evangelism and community outreach. So looking forward to speaking with you today, and I just want to thank our sister soldier, Sister Danielle, for getting our calls kicked off and just being so committed and so dedicated and so faithful to helping our calls be successful. So I want to begin our call by thanking Sister Danielle for everything you are doing to help us stay on track. So thank you so much. Our lesson today is called The Wheel of Faithfulness. The Wheel of Faithfulness. So what is the wheel of faithfulness, you say? I'll liken it to the wheel of life. Our lives keep spinning every day. Our faith is tested every day. If you were to think of the old TV show that I remember, and some of us on this call remember that for sure, it's called Wheel of Fortune. So you spin the wheel and it lands on different quadrants, sections, or grids, and sometimes it lands on money or prizes, and sometimes the wheel lands on lose a turn. And sometimes the wheel lands on bankrupt, which we try not to let that happen as Christians, of course. But our wheel of faithfulness spins every day. It's always being tested. At the end of the day, we are in control of how faithful we become. So let us do some faith building together today. There's a song out there called Great is Thy Faithfulness. Excuse me there, my car is going on and off. There's a song out there called Great is Thy Faithfulness. So it starts by saying, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There's no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. What a beautiful song. If we were to test our will of faithfulness, what would the end result of the test? What would be the end result of the test if we were to test it right now? It really depends on how one would set up the test. For example, if we were to test our faithfulness in pass or fail, where would your faithfulness land? If the test measured those two choices, what would the answer be? However, if the test measured very faithful, somewhat faithful, faithful, not very faithful, what would the answer be? So life is moving on. It's been some time since I've mentioned the word COVID, but, you know, we're still losing people due to COVID. So we must continue to be mindful and take the necessary precautions to live carefully, and be faithful to God during these times. Be faithful. So as I read the choices earlier in a couple of those different scenarios there are degrees of faithfulness. When life is passing us by, do we ever stop to think, where are we on the wheel of faithfulness? If your will started at one point in your life as not faithful, how did you become faithful? What was the process? Are you sticking to what you were taught? Are you sticking to a sermon or some passages that you read in the Bible? What is your barometer? I often think about my life and what I've accomplished and what I haven't accomplished, and also what I've not even tried to accomplish yet. And I do believe that there's more work for me to do. What about you today? Are there some things you hadn't gotten done? What or who is standing in your way? If you truly believe the passage Philippians 4 and verses 13, I can do all things in him who strengthens me, then what is holding you back on your will of faithfulness? So the opposite of faithfulness would be faithless. So the definition of faithless means not true to allegiance or duty, treacherous or disloyal, a faithless servant, not to be relied on, untrustworthy. If your will of faithfulness is unbalanced, how do you balance it when life gives you a spin? What is at the center, no matter where the wheel lands after a spin? Sometimes we spin the wheel, and sometimes the world spins the wheel. But make no mistake, no matter where the wheel stops, it should always land with Christ at the center of your life. So visualize this for a second. If you were to draw a wheel of faithfulness, at the center should be Christ. So if you write the word Christ in the middle of a clean sheet of paper, and you draw a circle around it that has Christ in the middle, so that would be the inner circle. Next, draw a circle around that circle and put the words you in the second circle. So in each quadrant around the circle, this represents life. So if you drew all those little quadrants like the Wheel of Fortune out from the middle and the center, from the you circle out to the edge, and you draw a really large circle on the outside. So all these quadrants have different buckets in it, right? Sometimes in these quadrants, your life lands on wins and defeats. Sometimes it lands on gains and setbacks. Sometimes it lands on mountains and valleys and highs and lows. Do you ever grab the wheel of faithfulness and say, I know who's in charge and I know where I'm going? No matter where the wheel lands, we must make sure that Christ stays at the center of our faithfulness. And in Christ, there should be something called obedience that lies within us. Obedience should guide us. Obedience to Christ should be at our center. So why be obedient, you say? In John 14 and 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Luke 6 and 46 tells us, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? James 1 and 22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Romans 8, 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So how do you put your faith to work? When do you put your faith to work? Why should you put your faith to work? Ponder these questions as you think on the day. So I mentioned that sometimes we're in control of the wheel of faithfulness. Sometimes we're not in control, and there are people in life who want to control our happiness and unhappiness. They might take pleasure with internalizing all the bad things that happen to them in their life, and then they project this upon other people. So the devil taints people's minds, and we have to separate ourselves from this foolishness and stay grounded in Christ. Stay at the center of your faithfulness, which is Christ. If you repeat these words to yourself, Christ is above me, beside me, behind me, in front of me. Christ is in me. And with this solid rock of Christ, you must stand. You must stand with this solid rock no matter what arrows are thrown at you, whether they be physical or verbal. So hang in there today and be strong, and God will take care of the rest. So here's a closing poem I wrote last night if I was thinking about this sermon today. Take notice of the morning sun. Fill your day with joy and fun. Don't let the devil's minions get you down while Christ is all around. Listen to the birds sing songs of happiness. Pray for laughter, joy, and gladness. Someday there will be no sadness or no frowns because Christ is all around. This day is yours in Christ, Y-O-U-R-S. Build your day on nothing less. Nothing less than our Heavenly Father who deserves your very best. Give him back the control of your will of faithfulness. So with that, that ends our lesson today. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to look at our faithfulness today and look at where we are on this wheel of faithfulness, this wheel of life, who gives us the tosses and turns and the ups and downs and the highs and lows, Lord. And we must stay grounded in you at the center of everything we do, no matter what life throws at us. You know, you are our solid rock. And the more we cling to that rock in the middle, no matter what happens to us in life, no one can shake us from our foundation. Father, help us grow together. Help us continue to advance your word. There's so many people that we need to reach, Lord, and help our ministries. We're praying for them today. We pray for all the lovely people on this call and all the efforts they're putting in to make this world a better place. Thank you, Lord, for allowing our truckers and Sister Danielle's husband and Brother McFall to be safe out there as they're transporting goods to and fro and supplies to and fro. We hope that everyone has safe travel on this Labor Day weekend and are able just to reflect on how they're laboring for the Master above, which is you. We pray for everyone who has health challenges and also the financial challenges to take care of our family members during those health situations. Thank you for allowing us to memorialize and visit Brother Winston Martin at the service provided this Saturday and to meet Sister Pam at the church at Callahan Street Church of Christ in Rome. Lord, this has been a great week. We're asking for a great day today, and we know you're going to grant us that and grant us more blessings than we know what to do with. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this lovely day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.